Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's a tease, Bill.
A tease.
Put moron number two on the phone.
We do that.
You do
on
that?
On the Rush Hour.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, the days are charging by, Fat.
Beautiful.
We've nearly got a fork in us. But it's prelim final week, and I tell you, we've got big shows coming up. It's what we've got.
Yep.
Today, midweek rub, Nath Brown, Damien Barrett in here.
Yes.
Talk to us about what is a huge week. Prelim final week, one of my favourites.
Yep.
And we've got, speaking of, Collingwood Richmond tickets to give away.
Can you believe
that? And you dragged it back.
And I've got the quiz, Jim.
Oh, no.
Oh, quizzes brownless.
Oh, no.
Quizzical.
September Superstar, winner drawn tomorrow. More of the applications in there.
Yep.
To be a part of the biggest week in Melbourne, of course, next week. And Mark Howie. Howie game style.
Mark Howard.
Hmm. And he's in.
He is.
So, Bill, we've got a very nice show. Howie does amazing things with that podcast, too, by the way. We're going to find out about that, among other things. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day to you, Rab.
I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you. No.
Sam said, that's a character flaw. It was.
He was emotional.
He couldn't get two words into the sentence.
He was emotional for his good mate, Jim.
Nah, Bill. As Sam said on the footy show, that is a character flaw. And I agree.
Three more sleeps, Jimmy boy, I think it is.
Jeez.
Or is it two?
Even two.
Two more sleeps, yes. And Damien Hardwick today revealed that Dustin Martin, it's been a bad corky what he's...
bled down into the knee?
Into the knee, Jim, which is always a worry because you can't run properly, but he's up and about now. So
no problem.
I assume it happened against... who'd they play?
Hawthorn.
Don't know when and where because I can't remember.
Yeah, Spud's ringing.
Oh,
he's obviously
Spud.
Just heard me say it was a character.
Come
ball.
On, Jim, you can't
in,
be
Spud.
Saying that.
Sucked in, Spud.
Poor old Spud.
No, he's on the phone.
I'm sorry to get emotional, but
there
I've lost
is.
It.
There he is. That's what he was going to say. Darcy Moore and Ben Reid both train with the Collingwood, the main group today, but Bucks has already ruled them out.
Mm-hmm.
Out. And Simon Goodwin has ruled out... what's his name? Bernie Vince.
Oh, no. Bernard Vince.
Hey, plenty of news, yes?
Speaking of Dusty Martin, I think Richo said on 7 last week or the week before, he's missed something like 4 games since his debut.
Yeah.
Oh, Spud!
He's ringing me now. Who is Dusty?
Dusty.
Yeah.
4 games since he debuted 200 games ago. That's pretty nuts, isn't it?
If they don't get injured at Richmond.
Is that Spud now ringing through the switch?
Oh, my...
133353, Spud. Ring us now. We'll put you through and let me tell you something. Once we've got you on the line, you'll have 800,000 more people listening to you than you do week to week.
But, yeah, and obviously wouldn't have probably played last week if they didn't have the weekend off, which is very interesting. Also, plenty of players doing the rounds. Dan Hannabry has said that this is on AFL Trade Radio, Jim, all happening there, that he's got strong family connections in Melbourne. I think it's time for a fresh start. He's looking forward to getting down to St Kilda.
Yes.
Stand by for that one. Dylan Shields set to seek a trade to Victoria, Jim.
Oh, yes.
That'll be an interesting one, that one.
He's a good player.
Carlton, St Kilda, Essendon, Hawthorn, all interest in the Giant.
Yep.
Very good player. And also Chad Wingard shopping himself around.
What about that?
Just shopping. So who wants me? Who wants me for about 700,000 or 800,000?
That's interesting.
More?
Hello,
you're saying,
Rabsy?
He wants a mil.
Well, he's not going to get a mil, I wouldn't have thought. No. Chad, come on, Chadwick. And the Western Bulldogs are showing a bit of interest there, Jimmy boy.
Right, so,
and Polak and Aaron Hall, they're done, apparently. Polak. Gone to
just
North.
Just at North.
Polak.
Good.
Yep, done. According to Errol Sun, done. Right. And Andrew Gaff still undecided. He's going to wait till the West Coast finish up, Jim.
I'll tell you what I did today, Bill. And we have discussed this on air, but I'm going to mention it again.
Yeah.
I went down to have lunch with our man Kenny.
Oh, lunch?
Down at the Clarendon.
Mm-hmm.
How good.
With the chin.
Yeah, the little Fu Manchu. He's a lovely man. Mad Maggie's pie. Right up your alley.
Oh, nice. Clarendon Hotel. Loves this
Clarendon
is.
Hotel.
Very good.
They've turned it into an Asian fusion, magnificent restaurant.
Bloody oath.
And if you'd take my advice, Bill, and I suggest you do all the time and you almost never do, that's why your life's a train wreck.
That's
Bill,
not a train.
Go down to the Clarendon.
Yes.
Get yourself a table with your mates. And oh, I hope we got some photos being taken outside. Yeah. Get yourself a table with your mates, and when Kenny comes up to you, just say, Kenny, bring me the food.
Yes.
Don't order anything. Just say, Kenny, you just bring out what is good, because that's what he did to us today.
I know, it's beautiful.
And it was
food.
Superb.
I had the prawns, Jim, the lightly battered prawns.
We've got a message. You can't come on air because he'll get in trouble.
What? Oh,
come on, Spud.
Spud, you are so pathetic.
Come on air, Spud.
Hutchie's got you biatch slapped to the point where you won't even come on.
Come on, Spud.
If you had minerals, Spud.
I've lost it.
Had a set of pills, Spud, you would ring 133353 and come on
now. On
this station. By the way, this station that put you on the map after you dragged your sorry ass out of Punt Road.
And he could come on and do an accent.
We made him he was.
Oh, I know.
Spud, and now he's like a global juggernaut.
Yeah.
All right, his brand's taking a bit of a hit over the AM, but still flying on Fox Footy. So he's become massive.
I think he's very good accenting in couple of weeks, Jim. Maybe just for one or two segments, not for the whole show.
I wouldn't do the whole show with it. But it's I'll give you 15 seconds to ring us. 133353.
Hence,
he'll be sitting in his car.
Wanting to ring. Probably just been down to, where's he go down there on the water?
Middle of Brighton Baths.
In his little dicky swimmers.
Been fighting with people down there, bluing. Come on, Spud, you're better than that. All right, we'll get to our first break. Big rush hour coming up.
Mark Howard.
The award-winning.
Oh, what about it?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Our man, of course, in charge Sundays, Bill, of the number one radio show, The Sunday Rub.
Well done.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, good.
Well, I might have had a bit more to do with Duck and Roosie Swatter and Jay-Z, but we'll take them as we get them.
Well, they're not sitting in front of us, mate. No. You are. So take all of the credit is my suggestion.
Would have been nice if we got an invite too, by the way.
Oh, didn't you get invited? This is the Media Awards, of course, held last night, hosted by Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
And Brian even won a award.
Pretty hard not to when you're the host, Bill, I would have thought. He won Best Caller, didn't he?
Best Caller. And then Juddy also won a award for Triple M.
And I think his speech has been recorded to be played on the Friday Huddle because I think it was reasonably arrogant.
The Lou Richards. What is that for?
Just being a special comments.
Something or other.
That's it, Bill. That's it.
Special comment?
Yeah, something like that. On radio, I believe.
It was me or him, and Juddy just seemed to win it.
Would have been a tough choice.
Hey, good effort, by the way. Yeah, take those awards. I know you don't start out trying to win awards. But if you win them, you take them.
My word you do. And thanks to all the listeners to the Sunday Rap. Most unusual that Triple M wins awards, to be honest, James.
Yeah. Well, in my time, hence the reason why I've ferociously boycotted that particular event, it was a Herald Sun 3RW extravaganza for the first 15 years.
And
no one else from any other publication or radio station ever won anything. So I declared it as a legitimate boat race and told them to get stuffed and have never attended.
No.
But what I'm very pleased this year is to see that proper radio is being rewarded, Howie.
Yeah,
show's great. You do on Sunday. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Brian is fantastic. So and Juddy is too. So very well done. Hey, what's going on, please? We're going to get to the Howie game shortly because we've got lots to discuss there. But one of the faces of Fox Cricket.
Yes.
Well done with that.
Thank you. It was a difficult choice, but nice to have the choice. JLT started. Yes, they got a full channel, Bill. So channel 501, you can watch cricket 24 hours a day, which is a lot of cricket.
Guess what we do all day in here yesterday?
Watching the JLT.
Australia v Pakistan.
No, back all in the old one day.
Fox Cricket Classics. Well, they actually said to me, can you do the Fox Cricket Classics? 8 hours of non-stop recording. They hand you the sheet and you're like, so Madison Azhar opened the bowling and then Wasim Akram came in. Yeah. But you are replacing, as you know, James.
The great man.
The great Richie Beno. And I did not feel comfortable doing it. And I'm a poor imitation. But, there's a lot of Fox Cricket Classics.
Oh, there's a lot of classics.
We were watching it the other day, Bill. And I was as a person who started playing in 1987, and that game was about that era, like Sniffer Davis,
Simon Davis,
Tim Zura, I'm looking at it going,
Peter Taylor,
it's these
hard
blokes
to stop watching,
right when I was playing.
I saw Simon Davis knock over old Ravi Shastri last night.
Ravi Shastri.
And Tim Zura took the catch.
That's it.
I used to love it when the test matches were on all the one days, and it would start raining. Yeah. And they would go to the classic.
To the old stuff.
Can you just say, here's something to take back to Fox Cricket.
Okay.
What year? the actual game is on.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, the classics.
The classics, because we were watching yesterday, and we're just wondering, because as Jim said, he was playing district cricket at the time, and or state cricket, actually, not district.
Come on, please. Give me a spell.
And he's, what about what you said about Tim Zoa?
Yeah, Zoa? Now driving a cab.
He's driving a cab in Perth.
Is he really?
Now a taxi driver.
And what about Tim Zoa? What's he up to?
Well, it depends where you were brought up.
Hey, how are you going to be rubbing shoulders with the elite of the elite, of course? You got Shane Warne, the great SK, Adam Gilchrist, Mark Waugh, Alan Border, who might be my favourite of the lot ever.
Cranky.
Well, not anymore.
No.
But I say to him regularly, I say, how can you be the bloke you are now, which is as nice a bloke as you'll ever meet? He was a proper asshole to play cricket against.
Yeah.
No, it was a nightmare. And he goes, you just make that up, you blokes.
Yeah.
And I go, Abe, no, we don't.
It's funny because I have still got it, and I need to pull it out this summer. He was my first ever sporting hero, Alan Border, and I've still got the Alan Border scrapbook at home. Everything he did, I would religiously cut out, put it in the scrapbook, I need to take it and show it to him, and he'll think I'm a stalker. But, yeah, and to get with work with Warnie, who I've never worked with before, how do I approach that, Jim?
Just quietly.
Right.
And go with him after hours.
No,
I wouldn't. That's not my department, Bill.
Yeah,
light beer man. I'm not sure I can keep up with the great man.
No, that'd be good. It'd be worthwhile.
Yes, it'll be fun. No, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be brilliant.
Seven will do a wonderful job as well. I just think for the average punter, you can watch as much cricket as you can see on either channel, so it's great.
What's your favourite sport? Because you do the V8s.
Yep.
You got cricket. You got footy, of course, where you're winning awards.
Yep.
Surfer.
Yes.
What is your, if you had one day at a sporting event, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to Bathurst in a week and a half's time. That ain't it, Bill.
No, because you don't like the V8.
You're not as big on them.
Mate, can I just tell you right now, the Bathurst Motor Inn claims to be, Rabsy, Australia's first ever motor inn, opened in 1958. They haven't updated it. It is the biggest crap hole.
Has it got the hole in the wall where they bring breakfast?
Yeah, and you get the cornflakes in the little packet, that's it. So it's cricket. No, I love cricket. I grew up playing cricket poorly. And to sit with these guys like Gilly or Warnie or Punter at Channel 10, sit down for a podcast with Justin Langer. I know you love your cricket, Bill. Yep. I just love everything about the game.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Bowen Heads too, that's where you're from.
Yes.
Do you know a dick down there by the name of Todd? He rings in occasionally and has a go at me. Do you know Todd?
Yes, I do.
He's
a Bowen Heads local.
No.
And I don't think he's a big fan of your work.
He can't stand you, Bill.
Good. He can get stuffed. No. I didn't know he existed.
I like it.
He's got a fair bit of support down there too, I think.
I know he has.
I think he does.
I'm going to come down and have lunch with you, and we'll wait for him to walk down the street, and I'm going to... Oh, gangbang.
We'll go down to the beach house down there, Moan. It's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it is.
Right. I love it, Howie, because everyone blows wind up Bill's enormous ass.
Yes.
No one dislikes him ever. Oh, what a great bloke Bill is, which we know not to be true.
Yeah.
But then suddenly this bloke's turned up from Bowen Heads and just piles into him. And for me, it's Shangri-La. It should happen a hell of a lot more.
He's a flog.
It's the real world for mine.
What do you do during the week?
In Bowen Heads? Yeah. Surf. Chill out, hang around, have coffee. Actually, you know what I did today? I actually spoke to a man for my podcast this morning that had his first joint at age 4.
Oh, hello.
A house.
At age 4.
Oh, no, not.
And turned into this bloke. You won't have heard of him.
Spliff, you're talking about.
Yes,
the holy herb.
His mother put him into a commune and then a religious sect, but he grew up to, his name is Garrett McNamara. Not a normal guest would get on the show.
Right.
He's the fella that has surfed the biggest wave ever. So when you see that amazing photo in Portugal.
I'm about to say it's,
In Portugal, across lighthouse.
Tease it.
That is him.
Yeah, because there's a big wall in front
that's
of
it. 100-foot gym.
No, thanks.
No.
So keep an eye for his episode coming up as well.
Speaking of the Howie Games, we're going to get to them next. Amazing interview with Justin Langer.
The Howie Games, man.
Howie, you are
Mark Howard, his name is.
Thanks. How are you?
Yeah. You're a surfer.
Mm.
And we were just talking about the big wave surfer. What was his name?
Garrett McNamara.
Garrett McNamara.
Garrett.
I spoke to, when I did the Winter Olympics, which I know you have done.
Yes.
I spoke to a couple of the snowboarders from Australia
who
were of the belief that big wave surfing is a myth. Because they said the wall is no different to what we come down. And they said you're getting towed in. The hardest bit about surfing's standing up once you've paddled. You don't have to worry about that because you're towed in. Yeah. They said it's no different to snowboarding, and we don't get why everyone thinks it's so hard.
Well, those kids smoke a lot of bongs as well, JB. Okay, I would compare it to snowboarding, but having an avalanche chasing you.
Yeah, right.
The avalanche doesn't normally land on top of you, does it? There's a couple of episodes of surfers. Tom Carroll, who spent a lot of time battling addiction. That's a bit more of a serious one, Bill. And Joel Parkinson, who is just winding up his career at Pipeline as well. So I've got to speak to a few.
Mate, Andy Irons.
Yeah, he does talk about Andy Irons, three-time world champ. He also took me on a he's got a brewery. Him and Mick Fanning not only
travelled. They've done well with that too, haven't they?
Yeah, it's called Bolter. We went there and it's on the Gold Coast. So we did the interview. Then he said, come and check out my brewery. Now, Bill, you know me. I'm big beer drinker. I'm very good in that.
He has two beers and he's no good. You have beer. One.
Well, they were the 8.5.
You'd be no good.
I had two.
You'd be no
and
good.
Fell asleep in the cab on the way back to the airport.
You would have.
So I think it was a good podcast, but I don't recall
now,
my
the Howie Games, they're called the original. Very. I think you might have started it all.
The start of it all, yep.
The original and the best. Series one, Jim. Over 10 million downloads.
Mm. Thank you, Bill.
That's a lot, Jim.
Well, Mick Fanning, I think it was one of your very first. Yep. Fantastic. Bruce McAvaney, Sam Newman, Luke Longley, Greg Norman. Ooh. But this series interests me. Justin Langer, you've just spoken to.
Yes.
Who's an old mate of mine.
Yes.
I was MC at that little dwarf's wedding. He's a bit like Bill, actually, as in he annoys me because everyone thinks he's fantastic, which I know for a fact he isn't. But it interests me that you spoke to him about getting the respect back into our team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got a grab here. Tell us what it is.
This is him talking about why he didn't understand why there was so much tension and anger in some of the players. He's a peace and love man, as you know, and this is him talking about what he'd like to do when he gets to catch up with Davey Warner.
It's something we've got to keep reminding our players, whether the Australian cricket team, a professional player playing domestically, you've got to remember how much you love it. In fact, it's one of the things, the pillars or expectations that I've put on the players. We love playing cricket because sometimes I think... back to what happened in South Africa. I'm sure we'll get to it. But when I see Davey Warner leading up to it, he seemed at that time so angry. And that doesn't make sense. Like Davey, and I can't wait to have my first sit down with Davey and just ask him, what got to that point, mate, where you seem so grumpy with life?
There will be no better coach for the Australian cricket team. In the series as well, there's a sit down with Tim Payne, and they are two men just so passionate about playing for Australia. And I think getting us, if you have fallen out of love with our cricketers, some have, some haven't, probably getting us to fall back in love with our cricketers again, which is fantastic.
So these chats go for at least an hour.
Hour and a half. I did one with Ben Graham the other day. Hey, Ben Graham.
Yes.
Played with Gary Ablett.
Yes.
Senior.
Yeah.
Played in an AFL Grand Final. Played in a Super Bowl and played against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
How's that for a sporting career? That one goes for about 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, Big Benny, he did well. He's done very, very well.
But the thing about Lang that interests me, getting back to your discussion with Justin Langer, he's a bit like Alan Border. He's forgotten the way he played the game.
Yeah.
He used to wear the helmet at short leg, Bill, and never shut up.
Just yap.
And it was just, you honestly thought a couple of times that you just get the old, in my late days, the Kookaburra legend, and just club him over the head. Just one will do it. It might just shut him up for a while. Mm. So what they do, these blokes, is they reinvent history. They forget how they actually played, and he was as combative a little bastard as any of them. But they, back in those days, the WA team had him, had Mike Hussey, Brendan Julian, Tom Moody, Adam Gilchrist, Damian Martin, Brad Hogg, Joe Angel.
That's the Australian
side. They had half the Australian side running around, and he was the one that never, ever shut up. He spoke for all of them.
Well, we talked about his test debut, Jim. Funny you say that. We had Desmond Haynes at short mid off was Keith Atherton, and they were just into him saying, kill him, man. And Ian Bishop hit him in
the head. He did. I was there that day, and he fell into Desi's hands. He was out cold.
Yeah. You mentioned Brendan Julian.
Yep.
Wow. Is he just the best looking, coolest, calmest? I was watching him on the JLT Cup yesterday. He's going to be a hard man to compete with in my role.
And also,
don't you stand next to him?
Oh, no. He's about 9 foot tall.
And good looking.
Married one of the Wiley girls who only clock in at about 600 mil.
Got plenty too.
Why does he go to work?
It annoys the hell out of me, that bloke.
Get away
from you? How do you roll that way? So, what have we got coming up, Howie? You got the grand final sort of week. What does that hold for you?
Yeah, grand final week. A few functions, Bill. I think I get to do one with you.
No, I'm not doing any.
I think we are doing a couple.
Unless I'm doing them for free and I'm putting something back to the club.
Yeah. I think we got a few of those. I'm actually calling a game of the JLT Cup of all things up in Sydney in grand final week.
Nice.
And then calling a game directly after the grand final for the JLT as well. So the cricket starts, and then, as I said, Rabsy, I get to go The Bathurst.
What, oh, yes. And watch Davey Reynolds win there. Yes, hey, what about your Hawks? They're disappointed? Straight sets? Out?
No, I don't think they're a top four team. I think the coach got them top four. I don't know what you guys think. I thought they performed above themselves. Above themselves. I tell you what, Dylan Shiel will be nice, though, in the brown and gold.
You reckon he'll... He's shopping himself
you never
around.
Know. You know, are you speaking to a Hawks this week?
We speak to Daniel Howe,
I think, tomorrow.
We are. Yeah.
Well, I got a text. I was talking about Daniel Howe. I got a text from the great Sam Mitchell a year and a half ago in the off season saying, Howie, you want to come for a kick in the park? I'm like, bloody oath,
you had a stiffy a cat coming straight.
I'm like, yes, Mitch, I'm down the coast with there an hour and a half. I can't. Well, why do you want to have a kick with me? And he's like, this is Daniel Howe, isn't it?
No. We're sending it to the wrong Howie.
Wrong Howie in the phone.
So you're in the park on your own.
Ready to go. Ready to drive up. He said, actually, maybe not. Maybe not.
You've got your Copa Mundi owls on.
That's right.
The Howie Games, make sure you check them out. Podcast One, Rabsy.
Yeah, and iTunes, Howie.
Yeah, Tim. And it's free. It doesn't cost anything. That's what I was trying to tell Bill the other day. Like, how much does my podcast cost? That's why I live in a tent. It's free.
You just go onto the apps, Jim, and it's the purple one.
Yeah, just hit
podcasts.
It. Hit it.
You hit it, and then the Howie Games comes up. You hit that.
Hit, and you've got it.
Tim Payne, bloody easy. Sally Pearson, Liesl Jones, Ben Graham, you just mentioned with Joel Parkinson, the great Ray Warren, Rabsy.
Yes.
Brownless now.
Brownless right. now.
Benny Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Bloody hell, you're ticking them off. Mm. And Justin Langer, the one we just heard.
Do you charge them?
Do they charge me?
No, they do it all for free.
Yeah, they do, to promote their store. Bill, when would you like to come on? No. We could get the old silo store.
Oh, no.
Come on, Bill.
Lack of band. No. You can roll that out.
If I'm bringing them out.
We can sort something out.
The wheel.
The wheel.
You can roll the wheel out, Bill.
No, not the rubber band.
Warrnambool. It's my original.
You need some new stuff, Bill.
Shut up, Al.
How you went missing in Warrnambool, Rabs wants to know.
You reckon I can go from Greg Norman and Lewis Hamilton to Bill telling his rubber band?
No, I don't.
How boring were those two beasts?
They were good.
Norman, hit the ball down the middle.
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton, real dull.
I walk around nude on my boat all day, and Lewis Hamilton, what's he do?
Give me a spell, Bill.
Ping pong of them. Thank you, Mark.
Good to see you, Howie.
Thank you.
Friday night's game, sold out. Can't get tickets, Jim.
Gone. Oh, no, they are ether tickets to Friday night, so it's incredible. We are the gift that keeps giving.
Yes.
As in full stop. Number one rating show in the city, as we all know.
Jim,
But what we've got now are two briefs to Friday night's game.
We've got two tickets.
That's it. So I'm giving them away.
No, you're not, Jim.
What?
We're sick of your quiz because it didn't quite work.
No, it did work.
Bit like
it
Ed's,
highlighted you unable to speak.
A bit like Ed's this morning. Or so they brought back old quizzes, Brownless.
What?
Because I'm back, Jim.
How?
I am back. I am like Michael Jordan in the heyday, Jim.
What do you mean? When he made it
a comeback.
Well, it didn't work.
Yes, it did.
Not really.
All right, then, what about Johnny Farnham? I'm back.
What, after 15 comebacks?
World War II, the Germans?
Oh! Fuck! Come on, Bill!
Poor old
that man. Didn't roll too well either.
Maradona, I am back,
fat
Jimmy
as a fool.
Boy. Fat as a fool. No, this is a quiz, so we need one Richmond fan, one Collingwood fan. Right. Look at them ring, Jim.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, look at them. So we need the. And what I'm going to do here, I'm going to have them both on the line,
because your quizzes last time were no good. They were real poor.
Re-gigged it, right?
Oh, no.
So,
re-gigged
to the Richmond fan, I will ask three Richmond questions, and to the Collingwood fan, I will ask three Collingwood questions.
Which makes more sense than the way you went about it last time.
Well, that's it. I've had a good think about it. And then we'll see who wins that. And if it's still a tie, I have a tiebreaker.
Ah.
Well done, Anthony.
Not really. Well, so we'll be the judge of that.
One Richmond fan, one Collingwood fan, and they win two tickets. They're sold out. You cannot get them, Jim. Hens, balls.
So these are the examples of comebacks that haven't worked.
Yes, exactly.
Maradona, Michael Jordan the second time, Johnny Farnham, and the Germans in World War II.
And Plugger.
Oh, no. Oh, you now just included Plugger
in there.
In
that too. Sorry, Spud. Spud will be ringing again. What would Spud say if I said something bad against Plugger?
I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you.
All right, we'll do the quiz next.
Yes.
We gave Billy's quiz a bit of a spell.
An extraordinarily large black art line underneath Bill Brownless, never to do a quiz again.
But now, it's back.
How good's this quiz, Jimmy? Oh. Even quiz.
Oh.
It's your chance to win tickets to the Triple MCG for the Tigers and Pies.
Can you imagine the scene Friday night?
All you have to do is...
fiddle it out.
It's the return of the Rush Hour Quiz.
Yes, indeed, Jimmy boy. Friday night, Collingwood, Richmond. It will be at the Triple MCG. It'll be huge, and you could win tickets right now, thanks to the Rush Hour. And George, I think, has organised these.
Has he?
And we got Luke there from Bayswater. G'day, Lukey boy.
G'day, Billy. How you going, mate?
Good, buddy. Collingwood man. Love to go. Yep. Can't get tickets.
I'd love to go, mate.
Are you giving yourself a live chance there, Lucas?
Yep. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Not sounding that positive.
Trev's there in...
Narre Warren, Southville.
Yeah, spelt beautifully. G'day, Trev.
How you going, boys?
Good. Go the Tiggers.
Go the Tigers.
All right. Are you just getting a little smug there, Trev? Are you starting to think the thing's already done before you front it up, you Richmond boys?
I am, mate. I went last year and paid the two large for the grand final ticket, so got to find some money in the bank for another one this year, I reckon.
Oh, hello. He's already booking his spot. All right. I like it, Bill. All right.
Keep his number, Jill. Now, I'm going to ask Lukey, I'll ask you three Collingwood ones and then Trev three Richmond questions. We'll see who gets the most, okay? Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yeah, mate.
Righto, Lukey boy. Name three Collingwood Norm Smith medalists.
Norm Smith.
Best on ground in the grand final, Luke.
Best Nathan Buckley. Who else? Mick McGowan?
No.
No.
Come on, Lukey. That's all right. Number two.
What were the correct answers?
We can do the correct answers.
Scott Pendlebury.
Yep.
Nathan Buckley got that one. And Tony Shaw.
Mm.
Okay, Luke, I'm just going a different way here. Spell Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Yes, Jimmy.
How is that a question?
Well, I just had to throw one in to get him away.
Bill.
Because I've just, I'm on the run here, Jim.
That's actually embarrassing.
No. Well, we might not know how to spell it.
It is a Collingwood fan.
Yeah, that's right. Number three. Who wears number one for Collingwood there, Lukey boy?
Number one these days. What the hell? For solo?
Jeez, you need to be better than that.
Too late.
You need to be better than that,
Lucas. He got it, but it was too late. We gave him about 8 seconds.
One from three.
Come on, Bill.
Nah, you're too dopey, Cole. Cole. I've got Cole down here. It's Luke, Jim.
No. Cole. He's called in the wrong name.
We got Trev. Trevy.
Yes, boys.
You only have to get one here, Trevy.
Oh, he probably has to get two.
Pressure's on.
One to tie and two to win.
Bill.
How many goals, Trevy?
No.
How many goals did Jack Revolt win? A kick to win the Coleman this year.
Oh no.
Oh, was it 60 or 61? I'm going to go, I think Ben Brown was 58. I think I'm going to go 60.
No, 65. No. You're still alive, Lukey, don't worry.
Beautiful.
How many premierships, Trev, have Richmond won? Now, a fan knows how many premierships you won, surely.
Who have we got? Oh, no. Bill.
That's not my fault.
Are you vetting the callers?
Jill is out there, talk to Jill. How many premierships have Richmond won?
I'm unsure. I'm going to say 8.
You'd think you'd know that, Jim. 11.
11.
11.
They've only won one while I've been alive. I know that.
Righto, last
question.
Well,
this to tie. Otherwise, Luke, with a very, very poor performance, is going to walk away with two tickets.
Can't Righto, pass. Here we go. Who wears number one for Richmond?
Nick Loston.
Yes, we got a draw. What a nail-biting quiz is. We have a draw and we're away.
So tiebreaker, how are we doing this, Fat?
Well, the first one in, Trev, you to say Trev, and Luke, you to say Luke. And it's a... you'll get it as we go along, all right?
Oh, no.
But if you jump in early and say the wrong question, you are out and you leave the rest...
The wrong answer
and you leave the rest for the other bloke, all
this
right?
This is just train wreck radio.
So don't jump in too early. You ready?
Yep.
Who am I?
Luke.
No, that was a joke.
Was it, Bill?
Who was it, Luke?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
This can't get any worse. Just when I think it's not possible for it to get any worse, it finds a way to get worse.
No, here we go. Luke and Trev, here we go.
Listen to this.
Who am I? Jump in when you want, but if you do, you're out. I played for both clubs, Collingwood and Richmond. I played 176 games for Richmond. Then I played 114 for Collingwood. And then I came back to Richmond and played 43 games. A total of 333 games for both clubs.
Luke.
Ooh,
yes, Luke.
Brian Taylor.
No.
Oh, so Trev just gets the lot.
Trev. And I haven't got a lot more. I played in two premierships for Richmond, 1974 and 1980. I was captain of the Richmond Football Club in 1982. I was runner-up in the Brownlow Medal in 1984 behind Peter Moore.
With the first name of?
In my last game, Jim, yes. I kicked 8 goals
right.
for Richmond versus Carlton. My first name is David.
Cloak.
Oh, yes. Thank God for that. He got it.
Seriously, Bill.
David Cloak.
That is the worst of all of the quizzes you've
done.
And they were all bad.
That was a good who am I?
No.
What was wrong with it?
It's just horrendous.
People were playing in their cars.
Of the 7 questions you asked, 2 were answered. And the last one you had to give him the answer.
I was in a bit of trouble if he didn't get Cloak. Hey, well done, Lukey.
Or even Trev.
Oh, Trev got it.
Oh, no.
How did Trev get it?
I cannot believe
Trev got it, Jim. Jim, Trev got it.
Oh, seriously.
Trev's a Richmond supporter and he got...
That's it. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh, Trev, let's just have a little breather. Now, let's see what you've won, please.
Two tickets to the game tomorrow night. Friday night.
Bill, we've got people like you see at the zoo when they look through the glass at like the Tigers. We've got people looking through the glass here going, is this some sort of community radio where they get people off the street just to have their best go at it?
Well done, Trev. Two tickets. Hey, well done. That was a good quiz. Do you enjoy it?
Oh, mate, you're in fine form, Bill, as always.
Tell your friends.
Trev.
I do feel sorry for Jim, though.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
There's a lot of heavy lifting on Jimmy's part in this show, surely.
Seriously, Trev. That's why I can only last 5.5 months. Any longer than that, and I wouldn't be able to operate.
I don't blame you, mate. I don't blame you.
Love the quiz.
No.
Fantastic quiz, Bill.
No
love
said,
the who am I question.
No one said any of that.
Love.
Trev, enjoy the footy.
Have you done a cashier at lunch today?
We actually, funnily enough, have 2 more tickets to give away tomorrow.
Well, I am taking over.
More
no, we can't have. We cannot have another one of them.
More.
We cannot have another one of those. That is just appalling.
Who am I?
Give us your feedback on Bill's quiz. We'll get to the social media next. Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Pretty consistent feedback here.
All positive.
Darren Marks.
Mm-hmm.
Train Wreck Radio is the best way to describe Bill's quiz.
# Nuffies.
Ed Womble. Worst quiz in history. Bill, it has to go.
Oh, no.
Andrew Jackson. September Brownless strikes again. Hayden Brown. As a Melbourne fan, I'm very nervous about this week's game, but to be honest, I'm more nervous about Bill's quiz.
That's quite good, eh?
Josh.
Yep.
This is all-time gold radio.
Oh.
Matty McMahon, I'd rather listen to my mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
Aaron Redston, pisser of a quiz, absolute train wreck.
Yes.
Connor Smith.
Oh.
I don't like where Connor's gone.
What did he say?
More success in grand finals than hosting.
Come on, Connor.
But I did like Hayden because his mob are going over. Have we got more that you like the look of, Abraham?
Abraham.
Anything else in here that we should go with before we...
Well, I like the positive feedback,
Pete
Jim.
Wickham spelled Def Leppson should have been a question. Go on, give us a positive.
I loved it, Bill. Fantastic. You make the show, Bill. Love you.
Quizmaster Brownless sunk into a new low just when I thought Ed had given it a good shake this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Pretty sure I now know what Bill was doing at the Cremorne at 10:30 this morning.
I was at the Cremorne at 10:30.
And he knows
you.
Old Gary Egan.
What's Gaz in it?
And Hayden Brown says, lucky Jim didn't do what that NFL player did and resign halfway through the quiz.
Is that Hayden Brown again?
No, it was.
Well, he wins a prize.
You like Hayden?
Yeah.
Well, he's done two. And I did like the Melbourne bit.
We did
because
like
his
the
boys
Melbourne.
Are heading over there, Bill.
That's right.
And we wish him well. It's a big task to win in the West. As a Melbourne fan, nervous about this week's game, but I'm more nervous about Bill's quiz. So, Haydos, Anina and Pasadena coming your way.
Yeah, they've also got a Neverland warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday. Nothing over $40. How good's that?
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Where is that warehouse?
It is 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston.
Nath Brown.
Good to know.
Not far away. I didn't realise until we had him in yesterday, Nick Riewoldt, said that he's got smaller teeth than Gia.
He has.
I didn't know that.
A little baby teeth.
Because Gia's got tiny teeth. Yes. He has. They're like milking teeth that brand new babies get. Gia, and he's in his mid-40s. So I didn't know Nath Brown. I'm going to have a good look at him when he comes in. Because I reckon Gia's still got him covered.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bang! Out!
What about that?
This is the Midweek Rush.
Champagne football!
Robot building supplies. The toughest products at better prices. Call 1300-GO-ROBOT or robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Triple M rocks footy.
Midweek rub time, and we have, as normal, Damo in here, and I want to pick his brains in just a sec because AFL Media Awards last night, I want to know what happened.
Yes.
But I've also got Nath Brown in. Nice to see you, Nath.
Yeah, great to be here, Jim. The thing I've noticed recently about Damo, he's been dressing up a little bit more. Yes. He came to Friday Night Footy last week, very much dressed up, but I reckon he's let himself go today. He's got a shirt that, ever since I've seen him 5 minutes ago, been pulling this shirt. Either your shirt's too big
or
your jacket's
big.
Too big, or I don't know whether you're blowing out Damo.
Yeah. One of the reasons about all of the above.
Smell nice too. Jeez, where are you going today?
I'm just wearing a suit like I reckon I wear 5 days
out of Chemist seven. Warehouse and got some fragrance.
I always leave the house smelling with something, Bill.
Tell me, Rui Riewoldt in yesterday, your great mate, Nath, and branded your baby fangs, to which I said I thought Daniel G and Syracuse, our great mate, had the smallest teeth on a grown man I've ever seen.
Very small teeth, Gia, and he was having a go at Robert Murphy one day, and Murph turned around quick as a flash and said, no worries, rock eater. He's got these little teeth that look like he's been chewing on rocks since he was 6 years of age. But the thing Rui's talking about, and Chief labelled me Junior Fang when we used to do another program where little fangs here, just the ones next to my big teeth, and they're sort of half teeth. And I've always thought about having a bit of a Tony Jones go at them, haven't really done that yet.
Have you?
And a polish?
Yeah, I might have a go at them at some point. Yeah.
How was the Chief in that program?
The Chief was very good.
Yeah. How's Chompers going? All right.
Chompers.
Did he storm out? I heard he stormed out.
He wasn't overly happy last week. But he's a very, very good host, Chompers. But I reckon it was 25 weeks, and I reckon we finally got him last week. Yeah. It was the first time he's had a real blow-up.
Worn him down.
In his defence, he did do the tennis until 3 a.m. at Channel 9, so he might have been a bit tired.
Did he do what I think only the great Ed McGuire has done, and that's sack a producer during the show?
I think so.
No, he didn't.
Come on, Chompers.
He nearly did.
He
might have threatened to on air. I think
tell us, Damo, what happened last night, please, because this is the AFL Media Awards. A room full of people that can't stand each other.
That's pretty much sums up the industry, Jim.
So how did it go? Were there any dust-ups? Was there any appalling behaviour?
I made the decision, Jim, to leave the function when it finished at the MCG, so I didn't see the post-match celebrations. I know there's a lot of sore heads today, but I haven't heard anything. So it might have been one of those rare occasions where there were no blow-ups, for all I know.
Who did you sit next to? And what table were you
on? I sat on a Croc Media table.
Oh.
I sat next to
the big boy.
Yeah, you rolled in late and there was a vacant seat and it happened to be his.
Oh, lapdog.
Old
lapdog Barrett.
BT did a very good job.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
And so no one abused anyone? Or?
No, there wasn't, Jim. It was actually reasonably well conducted. Shebeki was really good. The chairman, yes.
How were you received in that room, Damo? Yeah. When you say that it's a room full of people who don't like each other, where are you sitting in that pecking order?
Probably like everyone else, really. I'm actually able to say that I don't like everyone, and they certainly don't like me. But other people like to think that they are liked, and that's the mistake they make,
I
think. And you're better off just realising no one likes you.
No, and then
particularly
you're
when you're up there getting stuff. That no one really cares.
It's probably a hard question off the top, but who is the least liked person in that room?
I might defer on that one.
Who do you talk to? Who do you make go out of your way to say g'day?
My friends.
Well, who?
There's many of them.
Yeah. Well,
Glenn McFarlane.
Yeah, good man, old
Very good man.
Except
he
wasn't there last night. So
you didn't say hello to him.
You didn't talk to him.
No, there's a Triple M table. There was a Croc Media table.
Well, a couple of award winners there. Chris Judd won
Chris Judd was there.
Lee Richards.
And Jim, this won't surprise you, as opposed to everyone else up there getting up there to thank people they work with. Juddy just said, nah. The people I actually work with hinder me.
No, I love it. Has anyone ever given a better acceptance speech at those things than Sam Newman? who just got up there and basically strafed the whole room.
He did.
And then someone told him to get down, and he said, get down, get beeped.
And that's what happened. That was Ian Johnson who said, get down, Sam. And he said, get down.
You know what?
Oh, I love it. Now, some footy news, please.
Come on, please.
Dusty Martin with his corky must have been pretty serious. When did it happen?
Well, it's a funny one, Bill, because they said last week that there was nothing to see here. That's He's got right. nothing wrong. Yeah. Now there's an admission that there is actually a corky, that it actually bled down into his knee, that it did take some time to settle down. Now, he's got through training today, which is what the club had said.
So
he
the
would
Hawthorn
do.
Game.
Yeah, or before that training session last week somehow. So it may well have been the Hawthorn game, but they're not going to reveal that, I wouldn't have thought. But there was a corky element to to what he went
But if you are
week.
Training and you are bleeding down near the knee, it gives you a lot more opportunity to injure yourself during training. Yeah. So they've made the right call. He's not going to get any fitter, like Damien Hardwick said. So he'll be 100% playing and he'll be 100% fit to go.
The Pig Greenwood follows him around?
I would have thought so. And the Pig Greenwood is one player who can take him out of fullback too. Yep. So he can also go with him on board. I don't know whether he goes with him on ball 100% of the time, but certainly a player who can do that role. Not many can go forward and midfield.
Is it a straight lockdown role for him, Bernie?
I'm not sure whether he goes into the middle with him. I don't think Greenwood's played a lot of footy through the midfield this year. I know he's played a fair bit at half back, but it'd be a big call to upset all the balance of what Collingwood do in the midfield, because they are very, very good in that midfield with Brody Grundy and the three players that start in there and the wings, including Crisp and those guys.
I like it, Damo. You know my thoughts on the Pig. When he can get the full snout gorging in the trough, that's when he does his best work. When you don't give him a role, he just wants around the
He
pig.
Needs a role.
He needs a role, and if you give him Dusty, he can get the whole head in there.
And they're mates.
They're great mates.
But he'll have a go, the Pig,
won't he? He'll punch on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to be exposed, isn't he, at some stage?
But
the
he
pig.
Doesn't.
If he takes him forward, he might.
He played on the great Joel Selwood many times for North and Collingwood, and I don't think he does get exposed.
No, but if Dusty takes him to the goal square, which he would do, I reckon, if the Pig starts annoying him.
Really annoying him.
And he'll go straight to the goal square, get rid of everyone, then he might.
I reckon they've learned from last time. It happened last time, and Martin kicked the goal straight away. I reckon they'll be ready for it, and they'll have players rolling back to help him out.
All right, speaking about similar players at the other end of the ground, Jordan Dugowie, you cannot believe, Nafe, he'll have the same amount of room to move.
Couldn't believe he had the room last week. They needed to play 10 metres in front of him. It was only 8 weeks before that where the Bulldogs played him 10 metres in front. You have to do something pretty special to jump over the top of someone if you take that forward position off them. Almost have to lead to the pockets as well. But he'll get Dylan Grimes, and Dylan Grimes doesn't very rarely lose a game. Eddie Betts had him for the first 10 minutes of the grand final last year, was on fire already. Put him away after that. Very rare that he gets beaten.
What
Dylan
about
Grimes.
Rance? Would Rance go to Dugowie?
No, they like Rance to be the player who doesn't really play on anybody. Yeah. If somebody gets out of control, Rance is a one-on-one player, but he reads the footy so well, and he's one of those players that doesn't care about his own safety, Rance, and he will go back third man in and try and put his arms in, where a lot of players don't do that a lot, and Rance will do that. He reads it better than anybody.
There was an emerging narrative going into the game about the availability of Darcy Moore, and was he right to go? Was the hamstring a little bit up in their head as much as it was in the leg, Bill? Well, Nathan Buckley's just removed that commentary from any form of public nature as a result of today saying this about Darcy Moore.
No, Darcy's not fit to play, and just hasn't been able to put enough of a block of training or work together, match play together, to be passed, fit to go. So it's too much of a risk to take. Neither he nor we are confident that he could get through the whole game.
As in, he's keeping with Buckley this year and pretty much throughout his career, it just nips it in the bud. Take it out of the narrative now, Jim, and you go into the Thursday where you pick the team without Darcy Moore being part of the conversation.
Mason Cox drew a big one too, I reckon. He needs to play a big game, Mason Cox. Without Darcy Moore there, I think he's had two pretty ordinary finals. I thought he brought the ball to ground well last week. But the other one, if they put so much effort into Dugowie, watch out for young Stevenson. I reckon he's ready to fire after last week.
Even though he was quiet in the first 2 weeks, Brownie, and as you say, last week, better than the first week. Structurally, though, from what they're saying internally, they're going to pick him regardless of
he straightens them up. And it's been known this year that Richmond, when you get the ball long to a one-on-one target, they have battled a little bit, but it's up to their midfield to get it in there quick enough so Mason Cox isn't battling three defenders.
He certainly doesn't get outmarked ever.
No.
And that is big.
The only thing, he's misjudged the ball a bit late. It's gone over his head a bit.
But you don't ever, well, not ever, but you very, very rarely, Bill, see an intercept mark taken on him. That's so right. That's a big plus if you're kicking it into that part of the ground.
It's very important.
I reckon he'll be okay. I reckon he'll be due for a big one.
So no change, both sides, we're seeing.
I think that would be
Richmond,
the case,
Collingwood. No change.
Well, we don't know yet. But Butler's the one that's
knocking the door down.
I'd roll the dice on Butler at some point.
You just like how he looks.
He has to. Yeah. He sells better candy than anybody I've seen since Darren Jarman.
You think he looks like Brad Pitt, don't you?
Yeah. You just like the way he looks.
I like his package. He's got a whole package to settle in.
So who goes out for him?
Broad.
It's hard, but Broad plays a different role. It's hard to see anybody going out. If someone does, they're going to be very unlucky.
Mm. I thought Mason Cox raised a really good point on social media too, Jim. He's confused as to how we call the semi-finals in week two the semi-finals, and then you get to a preliminary final. He doesn't know what that means.
Well, he basically said, and then if you win a semi-final, you get to a preliminary final, which is basically still a semi-final, which it is. Yeah. I've never thought about that.
I have, and I reckon he's good to raise it publicly because it doesn't make sense to have six teams alive with
sense,
the semis.
We just don't need someone like Mason Cox going, I'm confused about it.
Yes, we
it's
do.
The way it is, so just accept it.
We don't need an American coming in saying stuff like that. We know what it's all about.
We can confuse ourselves without Americans doing it for us.
No, we are well and truly able to do that. Cyril Rioli makes his first appearance.
For the
longest kick competition. I wouldn't have thought that was among the extraordinary things he was good at, Cyril. Kicking the ball long wouldn't have been...
No, not at all. And that's over the Yarra. So yeah, I don't know if he'll make it over the Yarra.
It's just a strange name to throw up out of absolutely nowhere to then, I suppose, provide yourself for the competition to then have media and publicity around it for a guy who's run away from it his whole life. I know what it means, actually.
But I love it because the last thing we wanted with Cyril was for him to go and never come back because he's such a ripper little bloke.
Do you think he'll play again next year, Jim?
Yeah, it's a nice payday.
I don't think so.
Jim, I reckon I'm convinced.
You think he still plays AFL
what I'm convinced of is the phone call being made.
Oh, no doubt.
And not just one phone call being made by each club, but multiple phone calls being made right up until the expiry point of the trade period.
Clarko will head up there.
Oh, he will. Yeah.
And the draft period because he can be drafted.
He'll take up fishing and go to Tiwi Islands, Clarko, and you'll see him on a little tinny.
Not just talking about Hawthorn, Jim.
Why wouldn't you? Because he is a rolled gold genius, that bloke. We're going to get to a break, Fat. What are you teasing?
West Coast to Melbourne.
All right. Thanks for that, Bill. That's coming up
next.
This is the Midweek Run.
Beautiful. Robot Building Supplies, the toughest products at better prices. Call 1-300-GO-ROBOT or robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Triple M rocks footy.
Always beware of a man who walks around with an entourage, Bill.
Exactly.
It means they haven't got the confidence to walk on their own.
And in a suit.
Now, Damo, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Melbourne head over to make history. If they can beat West Coast in Perth, it will be the biggest scalp in the, well, since the 64 grand final.
Mm.
Has to be.
Yeah.
To win a spot in the granny.
They made a grand final.
They didn't beat West Coast in Perth to do that.
They made a couple of grand finals. 88,
2000.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, it's at least the equal of that. And I suppose what you're saying, the task in going over to play West Coast. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that, Jim.
It's the biggest task. If they do it, it'll be one of the great stories for me, Nath, because they've come from losing to Sydney, where I almost put a line through them. I said, I'm sick of this mob. They're going to serve that garbage up. I'm tired of it. And then since then, they've been outstanding.
And what they've done is played finals footy. They are brutal and ferocious at the player and also the footy. And the other thing that I'm putting together a theory about how well they move the ball. And they move the ball really quickly. And I'm always watching and trying to figure out how they do it better than other sides. And I've been told recently in the last week that they're doing a thing and it's called face up. And it's come from Jordan Lewis coming from Hawthorn, and Hawthorn did it successfully. When they mark the footy, they turn around instantly. And then they face what's coming. And so then that means that the player on the mark is probably 5 metres back. And it's only clicked in the last probably 12 weeks for Melbourne, this face-up thing that Jordan Lewis has bought from Hawthorn. So West Coast do it well, also under Sam Mitchell.
Face up.
So it'll be two clubs trying to do the same thing.
So you mark the footy and you turn instantly.
Without, some players mark it and they go back over the mark or they might look to see what's coming. They turn instantly and face the ground and they want to always move the ball forward.
Have you dropped an exclusive here?
This is an exclusive. I was going to go with it on Friday night, but obviously...
No, you don't.
I can't wait that long. Someone else might go with it. So and what they do is a lot of the players who come to man the mark will stand 5 metres off thinking, well, I don't want to creep over the mark. Gives them an extra 5 metres and allows them to move the ball quicker.
So did you alert yourself to this or did someone give it to you?
I brought it up and then a person told me that, yes, I'm correct. And,
you identified it.
Have I seen a couple of Melbourne boys go on to the help? They go to the man on the mark. a bit like Hawthorn do, you know, when they do that. Have you seen that where they...
A double block.
Double block, yep. Yes.
Well, have that'd come that? From Jordan Lewis as well.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That might be another
But they're in tight hands, Nath, as good as, if not better than any in the comp. You know, Oliver's hands are extraordinary. But you've also now got Brayshaw in there as well. You've got Viney. Cool. Those quick two or three pinging to free someone up is impressive to watch.
Have they got genuinely the four toughest starting on ballers in the comp? Brayshaw, Oliver, and probably Oliver's the Viney. Fourth toughest of them, if you could say that, because then you got Harms in there as well.
Viney, and then Nate Viney. Jones wanders through.
It's extraordinarily tough, but what they can all do is use the footy as well, which is helping them.
Nate Jones gone out to the wing. They've actually pushed him out.
Push him out.
Pushed him out to the wing. No change there, Nath?
I wouldn't have thought so. I know Bernie Vince was trying to play. He's not going to be in there, but certainly I don't see any reason to change.
And the West Coast Eagles, of course, the two big forwards, Darling and Kennedy. So Frost and McDonald go there, just those two, you would have thought?
Yeah, you would have thought so to start with, give them first crack. They've got a few players who can roll through there as well, the Demons, but their strength lies, I think, in their back end with their half-back flankers, and they're all left-footers. You've got Fritsch, you've got Hibbard back there, and also Christian Salem, who three... They've just suddenly got this balance that, you look at it and you go, that could be a premiership
side.
What
about McGovern? What do they do with him?
McGovern plays in the defensive end and he just tries to get in front of Tom McDonald all night and he tries to read the footy going through Tom McDonald.
Do they play someone on him?
No, I think if you're starting to play players on somebody when you don't normally do it, you're taking away what you're good at. So I just...
Jakey Melchum or someone. And
you back your players in to get the ball in quick enough and you back Tom McDonald in that. And he plays a very uncomplicated game of footy, Tom McDonald, and that's his strength.
Melbourne won their last time, Damo, but no Shuey, no Kennedy, and Darling knocked out early. So no, they're a better side this time.
They are, and Melbourne didn't have Viney on that occasion as well, and that was the celebrated game, wasn't it? The one that put them into the finals officially.
But they are a better-looking side on paper coming into this game, West Coast.
Yeah, they are. And they've now had a week together in that forward line configuration that you were talking about this time last week, Bill, with Cripps and Rioli. Ryan and Rioli. And yeah, they're as good as, I think, six as you're going to get in 2018, aren't they?
For mine...
Forward six.
Yeah, no doubt. For mine, Nath, when he's up and about, and it took him a good three quarters to get up and about a fortnight ago, Josh Kennedy is the juice. I like watching him as a key big forward more than any other in the comp.
He'd be scary to play on. Dangerous player. And he was pretty quiet in that first half, but his second half was extraordinary. Mm. And the ground he covers for a player that starts out of the goal square is extraordinary.
But jumps beautifully at it too. Yeah. You know? So not only gets it on big. The lead, but lovely in the air. Yep.
I don't know how much is left in the system for Josh. And it's, I think it's a real credit to him how he's managed to get himself right for these games, because he's had another injury interrupted year. He's as important to his club as any individual is for any club in the competition.
You're saying beyond this year it might be...
No, I think you'll go around again, but I think there's a worry, not a worry, there's a concern from West Coast people that he's not here for the long time.
What, his body? Or?
Yeah, his body. Oh, his foot and knee and legs are really bad, Bill, and have been for three or four years.
Fair to say Jack Darling may be the most improved player in the comp this year. He was a good player, and to take that from a good player to a really good player, like so players who just battle around then all of a sudden jump out of the ground and become a good player is okay, but he was already a good player, and now he's elevated himself into a great player.
I'm out on the ground, Bill. Harms nuts. Yeah, I'm out on the ground with the diminutive Peter Bell.
Yes.
Who has 100% got midgetitis. So he is a tiny little bastard. I'm standing next to him, Nath. Yeah, I'm telling you, he has. And out came the West Coast Eagles because we're waiting to speak to Simo, whatever it was. And that is the land of the Giants.
Yeah.
Those ones we're just mentioning, Vardy's enormous.
Always been huge.
Always been huge. What's
you go
wrong
back
with them
to
over
the
there?
Late 80s, early 90s, yes. Djakovic and McKenna and Wurstfeld. Massive.
Yeah, what happens over there, Bill?
Well...
Yep.
No.
What?
But nothing. I'll tell you what happens, Jim. They won a premiership there one
big
year.
Big Monkey Brennan, the monk. Yes, was enormous.
Elliot Yeo. He's fantastic. Midfielder. He's big. They are big boys. You're right.
He's as crucial as anyone too this week, isn't he? With what Melbourne chooses to do with
you would like him, Nath, a bit, I reckon, because he's got a bit of yourself. In other words, he's got beautiful touch. Yeah. Some blokes have just got lovely touch with the footy, haven't they?
And he's great over his head too. He can do it on the ground, up in the air. I reckon Harms almost has to go to him. The option is Shuey. Does he go to Shuey? But I just think Elliot Yeo's hurting you more at the moment.
Keep going. I was just pointing to Damien.
When you're waving around,
it means you're about to speak.
I'll finish what you're talking about. I was quite interested.
You have been doing this for a while. Yeah.
trade radio, Damien. I was just going to say, we'll get on to that next. But you two talk amongst yourselves.
Read your umpire Peter Parker put his hand up. Well, umpiring's interesting too in this game.
Well,
Because the noise over there, Bill, and they get right on top of the umps in the West.
And guess who's there? Razor Ray.
Razor's one?
Well, he was doing a gig Friday, Arvo, and he's late scratching for the gig because he's got to go to Perth.
Got to go to Perth. Oh. I see, Bill. Only you would know that.
Are you going to Perth, Bill?
No, I'm at the gig.
Hence
guess
the
who's
reason, you know.
Filling in for it? Well, we should... Yeah, Brian.
Brian's filling in for Razor.
Razor Ray.
Oh, no.
Is it the same sheet?
No, once more. That's the problem.
What are you talking about?
Dylan Shill. Right. There's a few boys that are putting themselves out there. Certainly Chad Wingard's shopping himself around.
Yeah, as we said on the footy show last week, Bill, he will be speaking to Melbourne-based clubs and has been, and Port Adelaide has an awareness of it. Happy for him to do it because of the state that he's in at the moment.
Happy for him to go?
Happy for him to have the conversation. They hope that he has the conversations and then comes back and wants to stay, but they're aware of it. And clearly allowing him to do so or giving him their imprimatur to do so would suggest that, you know, it's line ball at the very best.
And
clearly.
Reports of $1 million a season for Chad Wingard, that's
too much.
Brownie, when these...
You can't do that.
No, when these players become officially available, which I reckon I now put him into that category, their currency goes right through the roof. But when it's real and when there's more than one bidder, it's like the auction.
At his best, he's probably in the top five players in the comp, but he doesn't do that time and time again.
No, I mean,
you talk
enough.
About Paddy Cripps, who's just re-signed for potentially 800 grand a year, and you're going to pay Chad Wingard $1 million. It doesn't balance up for me.
His best was 2014 too, I reckon,
yeah,
wasn't
he's
it?
Been he's been to All-Australian twice.
Yes.
What's Dylan Shiel worth then?
He will get similar figures, Bill, if he is to leave. He's contracted...
He's worth more than Wingard.
Yeah, I'd pay more for
Shiel. I'm paying a lot more for Shiel than Wingard.
You would.
30% Wingard more. Day in, day out. Shiel day in, day out gets the job done for you.
You'll find if they both choose to leave and they're both in contract with their respective clubs, you'll find that the numbers are pretty similar if they both choose to leave this trade period. And Shiel, we had Paul Connors, Bill, at the launch of Trade Radio today at Etihad Stadium. And he engaged in conversations around Dylan Shiel, which just, again, is confirmation that it's on. It's on that he's potentially going, yes. And it's very easy when you've got a contract to say, no, we're not entertaining offers, they are.
Luke Parker knocks it on the head.
Yep. I reckon it's a watch this space on Luke. I don't make the calls like everyone
Even
else.
Though he says me wanting to leave this club, no chance.
Yeah.
You're just dismissing
Adam,
that person.
I'll go back to Adam Treloar saying, Adam Treloar called a press conference in June or May of the year. We said he was going to go to Collingwood and look what happened there too. And I'm not questioning Luke Parker. What I'm saying, Jim, is this happens when the trade period kicks off. Anything can and often does happen.
I want to ask you a question, Jim, being a North Melbourne man. Apparently the Polak-Aaron Hall combination is done to North Melbourne. Yep. If you add Andrew Gaff to that, does that now start to talk about premiership contention, top four contention? Those three players through a midfield, I tell you what, they are three
they will make a
damn
huge
good
difference.
Players.
I'm not the other two I think are pretty good, as in pretty well done. Gaff, I still have absolutely in the undecided bracket.
Remember Aaron Hall had 9 votes last year in the Brownlow after 3 games.
Yeah. And you denied Polak earlier in the year.
No, I denied the stupid numbers you
were rolling. You denied 5 years and 750.
You were trying to roll with figures that were
I said 5 years and 750. What is he going to get at North Melbourne, Damien?
It's about that.
Oh, sorry.
Just had to knock you on the head because you're rolling with numbers that were fanciful.
Jim, you can say it.
I can't remember.
Please can. You're wrong.
No, you got really dirty.
They were fanciful, Bill.
You were wrong. And I was
they
right.
Were fanciful numbers. I had to pull you back a bit.
Jim, just say I was wrong.
No chance
Jim,
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Not even one single chance I was wrong. Now, Damo, as we let you go, is it my understanding that you have to come in and do the first hour of the Rush Hour with me on Monday because Bill's at a cashy?
Jim.
Is that the reason? I just got told to be wandered in here by Jilly Good that's what
Bill's
was doing.
Bill's unavailable to do his own radio show because he's at a speaking
very
engagement.
Good charity lunch. Oh.
Cashies.
Well, maybe I should get half the cash, Bill.
Yes, you should.
Have you found or that half your Triple M contract for that day.
Have you found that metal tin yet?
They get me a little bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I'll give you half of that. That's all I get because I'm happy to do these things during the grand final week.
I told Chris Scott, who bought Bill's old house, to go and get a metal detector and go all the way through the backyard. It'll start tinging. And when it does, a paint tin will come out. And I said, help yourself to it. Good to see you, Nath. Look forward to seeing you.
So here this morning, did some boxing this morning. You hit him well, Jim.
Done with it. We've done enough of that. But he can bugger off, Luke. Lukey Sulos.
Put a bruise on a grave.
Have a look at you, fat boy.
There was some heat coming out this morning. Me and Jim boxing this morning. There's some
smoking, Bill.
He reckons he's got craft. He's got craft.
Very good. Very good.
Purple Eyes, look forward to seeing you on Monday. Speaking of Chemist Warehouse, Mario has delivered.
Yes, Mario.
And let me just assure all of the people on the Saturday rub. Mm. In other words, Brian.
Duck.
Damo. Duck. Not getting anywhere near it.
No.
These are parcels delivered to just yourself and myself, courtesy of Mario from Chemist Warehouse.
Duck would like to get a nice big bag.
None of them are getting anywhere near. Nice little parcel of booty.
Yes.
Very nicely done there, Mario. You are a star. Now, we're talking about next week, the September Specialist. Brownlow red carpet.
That's it. Unbelievable.
You can't get it. No one gets access to that.
Nope.
Speaking of the who's who, you'll see the best the game's ever produced on that night. Grand final footy show. Grand final eve party.
The grand final eve party before that on the Thursday morning at Melbourne Public.
Melbourne Public.
Live bands.
Everything, of course.
Thursday night, the grand final. Let me just tell you about this. The grand final footy show. Thursday, September 27, Rod Laver Arena.
Yes.
Player review, always fantastic. Amazing. And great. Look out for the men in black this year. Vance Joy, Carey Underwood. Carey,
I'll kick it off, Jim.
What's he going to roll out, Mike?
There's one day in September. Oh, one of the greats. Don't worry about that.
Maybe even up there, Cazaly.
Or up there, Cazaly. 25th year. Of
grand final eve lunch.
Yep.
Friday lunchtime. And speaking of the who's who, they're all in that room. And then the 2018 Toyota AFL Grand Final, a big dance.
That's it.
Bill. This is one of the great weeks, and we've had people climbing over themselves to apply for the September Superstar. I've got some here. Joel Blaschke.
Come on, Joel.
My initials are already JB, so easy transition. And being a St Kilda supporter, I've had very little to do during September.
That's it.
And only fair enough.
Ex-Navy too, Jim.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Josh, I deliver some excitement and humour. Something JB struggles with, that's the end of you, Josh. Anyone who tries to be a smart-ass, Bill, they just get an art line through.
Oh, he's a Geelong supporter. What about Jakey Boy? He's an 18-year-old dairy farmer. Ooh, they're doing a tough, Jim, the dairy farmers. He wants to become global and trending, just like you, JB. Well,
at James Brayshaw, if you want to check out how global and trending, and not become as fat as you, he says.
Come on, Jakey.
Daniel, I want to take my mate, who's a Collingwood nut, reminds me of Bill, big unit, tells crap jokes, and loves a few frothies. So, Bill, we're getting some amazing, quite understandable.
Oh, Sophie, too. Did
applicants.
You read Sophie out?
What's Soph got?
Lived the last year and a half in London and last week returned to Victoria. I haven't been to a live AFL game since 2016. Watching the Tigers last year from London was really amazing. But she'd love to be here.
There you go.
Good luck to Soph.
All right. We'll be announcing, the top four tomorrow, Rabs, or the actual winner?
The winner.
Oh, jeez.
Countdown, Jim.
The winner tomorrow.
We've got to get ready for the red carpet.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, of course, home of real brands, real savings. All right. So the winner announced tomorrow.
But you can still enter triplem.com.au. Click on the win page.
Nicely done. All right, so that's going to be massive, as is your joke. Bill, anything?
Exactly right, Jim, and they've been good this week.
No, they haven't.
Very, very nice indeed.
Hey, massive show tomorrow, Bill. We got Chris Judd in.
Juddy.
This is a man who, of course, played in grand finals, was a premiership captain.
Done it all.
Done it all and knows this time of year and has got a nice level of confidence about himself, especially after winning an award, the Lou Richards.
Exactly.
Not sure what that even means, so I'm going to ask him when he comes in.
Very happy with himself.
And then, of course, Jace Cunningham's going to come in, our finance expert. Can't wait for that. September Superstar announced.
And?
Who's going to represent us next week at all of the big events. And two tickets to Collingwood, Richmond that don't exist.
What do you mean?
They can't get them, Bill.
Oh, right. Well, they do because we've got them.
We've got the only two
and
left.
It'll be another magnificent quiz.
I don't think so.
Jim,
I'm overriding you.
So, no, you're not. Because I got
today
some good feedback from
Bill.
Goffey said very good quiz. Gave me a high five as I walked through the building.
In fact, I met someone earlier who said, normally they're so bad they're good. This one was beyond that. It was so bad it was actually bad.
Victoria playing cricket at the minute, Jim, against Tasmania in the JLT Cup.
Yes.
Tassie, after 50 overs, 8 for 321, if you don't mind.
Righty.
Matty Wade, 117. Mm-hmm. Just went whackety whack whack.
Nice.
The Vicks are 2 for 121 off 21 overs. They need 201
nicely.
Off 170. And Marcus Harris, not a bad bat.
Good
that
player.
63 not.
Good. I'm surprised he's not in more contention for the longer form. I like him in four-day cricket.
Jim. Yeah.
All right, Bill.
That's good, Bill.
Ray, what do you want, Rebsy?
The joke.
Okay, I just wondered why you were waving your arms around. All right.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Oh, right, Supergroups, Jimmy boy. This is from Agent Chaos.
Yes.
What do you get, Jim, when you cross a pig with a dinosaur?
What?
Jurassic pork.
Oh, no.
Not park. Pork. What, Rabs? Don't like that.
No.
Jurassic pork.
Yeah, no one likes that.
I told you, Agent Chaos. No more from you. Oh. You got to get better. Oh. Mate, my suppliers are no good, Jim.
Oh, it's their fault, is it?
My suppliers are no good.
Well done. No more quizzes, Fat.
And jokes. I think he's nearly done, Fat. I think he's nearly done. He's put a pin in him and he'll fly to the moon.
What? Turn him off.
You are the king of Geelong.
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.